The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. When you feel like you need to jet to get away, but you don't know why. We're going to talk about that. Plus, what doesn't last as long as a popsicle in 100-degree heat in Texas? And finally, how much can a bad attitude really cost you?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. That can be kind of a boring kind of thing, just to be honest. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. No, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to tell you. We do have a trivia question. We got a lot of things we want to get to. I got to talk to you about some serious business stuff. But first, I just want to make a comment on the comment I made on the introduction, and then we'll do our live read. Some people will say, well, Dave, I think your show should be more political. Why? I can sum up politics for you very quickly. Those guys don't like those guys, and they all yell at each other, and very few of them honor Jesus Christ and are trying to advance the kingdom. But they stand for our cause. No, they stand for what they're comfortable in and the direction they're in, but the cause is proclaiming Jesus Christ. That's the cause. Not utopia, which, by the way, the word utopia, do you know what that word actually means? I mean, most people don't know. It actually means nowhere. Because on this side, it ain't happening. We're looking for the new heavens and the new earth. That's the kind of Christians we ought to be. Check out Isaiah. Check out Revelation. Check out 2 Peter. We're looking for a new heaven, especially Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 through 16. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I don't want an earth that needs a bandage. I want a new earth. I don't want a bowling ball that has a crack in it and somebody put some glue, crazy glue in it and said, look, it's as good as new. I don't want that. I want a new ball with a nice shine and a little thing on it with colors and stuff like that. Why am I talking about that? Do you really have to ask that question? All right, let's talk about our first sponsor. It is Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage, cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in Irving, Dallas, all over Grapevine area, and Denton, everywhere in all these places. That is what they do at Mr. Restore. Now, one thing that I've been doing is saying that too quick. So watch what happens when you do that. I want everybody to see what goes on. Mr. Restore. And then it sounds like Mystery Store instead of Mr. Restore. So you're going to see me slowing it down when I tell you that the website is MrRestore.com. You get it? Restore. Mr. M-R-M-R. restore.com. Here's the dealios. Free evaluations, advanced drying technologies, of course, working with all insurance companies, A-plus rated by the BBB, Better Business Bureau, family-owned and operated. They always respond within 60 minutes. They've helped thousands of people with thousands of good reviews. That's pretty good, man, right there. That's good. 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. Or you can go to MrRestore.com. How'd I do that one? Is that good? Does it sound pretty solid? There was no weirdness there, right?
Sound good.
All right. I'm just making sure. All right. Let's talk about what important day today is. Most of you may not know this, so I do want to inform you. Today is Skyscraper Day. Not that that means anything to a whole lot of people, but it does remind me of a story that I talked about many, many moons ago about how in Japan they created a skyscraper that was so technologically advanced that you couldn't see it if you were in an airplane, if you were up in the sky. The only problem with that is you couldn't see it if you're an airplane up in the sky. What does that mean? Boom. So they thought maybe we should not do that. Like, good idea. Let's not do that. All right, let's talk a little bit. A couple things I want to go over with you. Trivia question will come in the next segment. I want you to be aware of that. We're going to do a little bit of teaching. Then I want to talk to you about some of our clients in the next segment as well. So we've got a lot of stuff coming up, but I do want to start off this particular discussion talking about the prodigal son, the prodigal father, and the prodigal brother. Oh, I know. We don't call it in those terms, but that is, in fact, what the story communicates. There are a few major players in this story that Jesus told. One was a father, one was a son, and the other was the brother of the son. Here is what it says in Luke chapter 15, 11 through 24. Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. So this is a story, folks. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So the father divided the property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set off for a distant country and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to feed the pigs in the field. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. Let's talk about this story because this is a great story, a wonderful story. Many people talk about this story a lot. They don't recognize that this is two sons from one father. And while many have used the prodigal as a story to talk about people becoming a Christian again, there's other people that have used the prodigal to talk about the restoration process for those that are lost. I think Jesus in his illustration was making it for those that are lost, but it does work both ways. If you're a Christian and you've backslid, hey, guess what? It's not over. Did you blow it? Have you blown it? Have you done some really bad things? Man, I'm sorry for you. It's a bummer when we do the wrong things, when we say the wrong things and do the wrong things, and our actions and our words cause pain. That's a drag. There's nothing good on that. But that doesn't mean that you're lost and God has cast you off and will not look for you and does not desire you. So if you're a brother or a sister in the Lord and you've done something and you know, man, this because I did this, I'm so ashamed that you have broken fellowship with other Christians and other people. You've broken fellowship with God because you're so ashamed. I got a message for you. God does not want you to run away from him. He wants you to run to him. It is no coincidence that one day a year, the day called Yom Kippur, the day dealing with sin in the Old Testament, was the one day in which the priest, the high priest, could go into the actual presence of God on behalf of the people and he would not be stricken down. The only day he was allowed to go into the very presence of God was the very day he was dealing with the nation's sins. There's a big testimony there. And if you're a Christian and you've done a bunch of wrong things and you know it, and you're just like, yeah, but I don't know, but David, you're just this guy on the radio. Cool. I totally agree with you. But you still need to respond to God. And whether you ever hear my voice again or not, you still need to respond to God. Because when you die, you will still face him. And don't let the enemy use your shame to keep you away from the Father any more than he already has. Okay? So that's for somebody out there, so perhaps you can respond to that. You know what it takes. It's about 30 seconds and a bowed heart before the Lord in a sincere prayer. That's what it is. Jesus tells this story about two sons. I think it's fascinating because it's, you know, this is really important to understand. It's not one kind of son. There's two different kinds of sons. Having different differences is not a lack of unity. Having differences is a normal part of our existence. The problem is that people think that unity is conformity, and therefore everybody has to be robotic. I don't know. How many tribes were in Israel? 12? Did each tribe do the same thing? No. Did each tribe have the same customs? No. In fact, the Levites and their entire custom system, their entire tradition, was vastly different from the other tribes. Then you had the tribe that was walking behind. You had the tribe walking in front. You had the tribe walking on the left and on the right, or on the east and on the west. And the bottom line is that all four of these tribes had a different view, that they were one Israel. So having different children, have you ever noticed that? It was one thing I've learned. I mean, I got 5 grandkids. Guess what? Not even close. One is not close to the other. Well, originally I thought I could figure this out because I had 3 kids. So 3 kids, different, you know, 2 boys, girl, they're different. They go this way. That was now I got 5 grandkids. Guess what? Not even in the same ballpark. You know how you have baseball and you have 9 positions? I wouldn't even put them all in baseball. One of them has to be in hockey. Anyway, the point to that is that there's nothing wrong with the diversity. You have 2 sons. The problem is one of the sons was seeking such an independence. And my trouble with the story, it's a story, is that the father, when the son said, I want all my money, I'm going, I'm leaving, the father said, okay. The problem is not that he did that per se. It's just knowing as a father when to let go. The hardest thing there is. When is your kid old enough? Never. Okay, that's the wrong answer, Dave. I know, but that's what it feels like. My wife continually says, will you stop lecturing the kids? I don't know how to stop because I'm a dad. It's not that I don't love them, and it's not that, but, you know, I'm dad. I'm right. They're wrong. That's how it goes. You weren't raised that way? Maybe it was just me. All right, we're going to take a break before the rest of my brain falls out the other side of my ear. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Most of my
life, it feels like I've been running. Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. There's a new logo up there and a couple of new cool things on the website. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Let's see. Let me do this real quickly. I'm checking that. Oh, let's do our trivia question. We do a trivia question. You guys can do it if you know it. Not exactly the easiest one. As you know, we've stepped up our trivia game. So in the beginning, I think it was Leonard was like our first caller, whoever gave us a response to our we've been stepping up the game every week. And by the way, 2 weeks from Thursday is our 6 month broadcast. Okay, getting up there. How long did the chief official test Daniel and his friends regarding their different diet? Remember when Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, oh, we got to eat something different. How long? Some called it vegetables, some called it pulse. I don't, it's fine. Different was the big key there. See, if you know, give us a holla. Holla. What is our number? You would think I have this thing emblazoned on my forehead somewhere. 972-445-0770. This segment brought to you by Benefit Link.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling.
That's right, Benefit Link. See, here's the big key about Benefit Link is they are passionate about providing peace of mind. So that's kind of a cool, right off the bat, kind of way to go about this. So let's understand what's going on. Medicare is a national health insurance program, but it doesn't always provide enough for the seniors. Well, Benefit Link will connect you to people that will help you with additional coverages. They don't charge. Zero. How much? Zero. How much? Zero. You call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or you go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. And they will help you connect at no cost. And when we get Deanna in here, she'll tell her story. You'll be going, ah, because it's a really cool story. They do this for people to help them go beyond what's just provided. And they don't charge you a penny. I'm telling you, they're not the insurance company. They don't do any of that. They just connect you. The Benefit Link. Free. For how much? Free. Great price. 972-BENEFIT, 972-BENEFIT, or thebenefitlink.com. So we have somebody on hold. Oh, yeah. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Talking to Miss Sally.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
The answer is 10 days.
10 days is correct. On fire. Good job. Do you remember what it is they were supposed to eat again? So the King James, do you remember what the King James called it?
Well, they called it pulse, but it's vegetables. Vegetables and water.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I always got weirded out about that is they called it pulse, right? Which is like, so as a person growing up in America, I'm like, what's that? And then somebody would say vegetables and water, and I'd go, oh.
That's it, vegetables and water.
Yeah, that's it. Good job. You are on top of it today. Great work. Excellent, and we appreciate that, and we hope that the Lord has given you. Did you have a good, nice weekend this weekend, this past weekend?
Yes, sure did.
Good for you. Know what?
I got one question for you.
Yeah, if I can answer it, I will do my best.
Okay. That creamery that you sent me, the card for the creamery, we don't have one here.
Oh.
Can I give it to somebody else?
You certainly can.
Okay.
You certainly can. I'm so sorry. We'll try and get you something. I'll look and see what's available and see if we can get you something to replace it.
Oh, okay. Well, you want me to send it back to you?
No. Just give it away. We'll just give you something else.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, there you go. That's how hard it is working with us. We're difficult to work with. So that's why you have Mr. Restore and Benefit Link. All those, they're free to talk to. They'll help you out. They're all good. This is why I like people. All right. So having done that and having answered that, I want to get into the teaching, and then we'll have our little discussion in the next segment. If I keep this up, this could go on for a long time. Let's go back to the story, though, on the prodigal. By the way, I will tell everybody on this weekend for Labor Day, I did not do anything yesterday. I know you're all worried about that. But on Sunday, I spent the entire day cutting the yard. I started at 9:30. I didn't finish till 3:30 because I must have taken 900 breaks because it was pretty hot. So all I did for 6 hours was cut the yard, weed eat the yard. Then the weed eater broke. Then I had to take duct tape and scrap, put it on the weed eater. And then I had to – it was just – then guess what happened? Then I'm cutting the yard, and the mower goes – does that, and then faded out real quick, and then it did that, and I'm like, hey, what happened, and it ran out of gas twice. I went through three gas tanks to cut the yard, and I kept going in, and I would say, okay, I don't know, what do we have, we have the either the Google, or what's the other one, what's the other Amazon one? There's okay Google, and then there's the other one. I can't remember what the other one is.
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, the other one. So I asked them, what's the temperature? And whatever would give me the temperature, I go, not hot enough for this, because I'm just like, and I'm drenching. I'm just telling people. People are like, what is wrong with you? Hey, I was in an apartment, a luxury apartment, an apartment for 7 years before I came to Texas. Do you know how big our yard was? 3 feet by 6 feet on the common grounds. And I didn't have to cut it. You get it? All right. Now you understand. All right. So we're talking about the prodigal son, the prodigal brother, the prodigal father, the prodigal son. Just talking about that, verse 12, the son seeking independence. And then the son, he goes and he takes all that he had. Right? Squanders it on wild living, right? I mean, right? That's what he did. You can't get away from it. And guess what happened? He ran out of money. There was a famine. Talk about a bubble crashing. Like, pew! I mean, it was over, right? So first thing we ask ourselves is, well, why was this kid running? Most of us run because we're either disappointed or feeling insecure. But in case you think you're overly spiritual and you've never run before, Psalm 55, verse 6 through 7, King David said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away." It's not only the prodigal son that does this stuff. It's not only Jonah. It's you and me, too. There's times where we want to get in the car, fill it up with gas, not even look, push the accelerator, and see where it goes. So it's a part of it. And then actually, to be honest, somebody has said this to me, to run, it can be fun in the beginning, right? It can be fun in the very, very beginning, but it's seasonal. In other words, it doesn't last. It doesn't have any lasting satisfaction. The word prodigal, by the way, means wasteful or futile. So when it's talking about the prodigal son, it's kind of calling to crackers. I don't know what that means. He's calling to crackers the kid. Why? Because sin is pleasurable for a season. There's a time where it's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then after that time, it's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And so he's thinking, this is great. I'm going to go do wild living. I'm going to do this. And then by the time he's done with this thing, what is he doing? He's longing to eat the pods that the pigs were eating because he was out of money. Guess what happens when you're out of money? You're out of friends. When you're a party person and you go out and you do all this stuff, and then you run out of dough, it's see you later. That's what it is. And when you run out of money, out they go. And so what Jesus was really illustrating was this life that is just wasteful. It has an appeal to it, but it has no lasting value. And so for those of you who are Christians and have gone through this, you know that to be true. For those that aren't Christians, you should know that if you think you're going to keep filling in that empty hole with all these different things in life to find your happiness and your satisfaction, that cross-shaped hole in your heart can only be filled by Jesus. And you need to ask him to be the Lord of your life in order to find that satisfaction. That's it. There is no other way. There is no other way it's going to happen. You're not going to do enough. You're not going to meet enough people. You're not going to have enough unique relationships. You're not going to have enough sex. You're not going to smoke enough pot. You're not going to drink enough booze. You're not going to do any of that that's going to fill that hole. It's not going to happen. And you're not talking or hearing somebody that's like void of understanding what that is. I was I wasn't an intense drug dealer, but I was a drug dealer before I became a Christian. I get it. Don't tell me. I was looking. I was searching. But that cross-shaped hole could only be filled by Jesus. And when you say yes to Jesus, you won't have that same level of need to fill the emptiness. Because you'll find out that he brings to your life fulfillment. We use all these big theological terms. I can't stand them. I'm a theology guy. I hate those terms. You know what Jesus does? He makes the purpose of living understandable. That's what he does. You connect with your creator because you're the creation. Got it. That's what it is. Just think of it in those terms. And that's why you who are out there who are Christians, that's why when you connect with the Lord, it's right. Because you're the creation and he's the creator. And through Christ, it just makes sense. And everything else is just a joke. People just try and fill the voids. You get that? All right. We come back. I want to talk about the rehearsed speech. It's one of my favorite parts. Plus, I want to talk to you about some of our advertisers as well. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Thanks a lot.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience. The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. We're going to do our shout out to Jamie Blumenthal. Retirement Strategies and Solutions, 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667, retiretherightway.com. It's pretty simple. If you're in a position where you're looking at retirement, thinking about retiring, thinking I need to talk to somebody because I have no idea what's going on with retirement, and you don't know all the different laws, I don't know all the different laws, and you don't know all the different nuances, I don't know all the different nuances, and you want to talk to somebody who spends their whole life studying, understanding, analyzing, and strategizing for these things, give Jamie a call. No cost, no anything, nada. Just give him a holler, talk to you on the phone, you meet for about an hour, he gives you a book, which is always nice. You get something for it, right? Like you get a pen, only in this case you get a book. See, if you're a Jewish, you'd like to have the pen and the book. 800, that's what I would want. And a pair of socks. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. RetireTheRightWay.com. Jamie Blumenthal and his wonderful wife, Nancy. Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Good people. Okay, let's talk, let's be that honest. I don't like the kind of the gamey kind of fake stuff that goes on a lot of Christian radio. So here's what's going on. I'm just going to tell you right now. So the Blessed Realty Company and the Blessed Roofing Company have had to step back in their advertising. I talked to John over the weekend when I was meeting my grandchild, and they have decided that they wanted to kind of pull everything back from all across the board, but that includes us, and they're just like taking a breather and taking a break, and we want to, and I told them, I said, you know what? I said, the Lord bless you. The Lord, I pray the Lord multiplies you and your businesses 100-fold. Now, why they're together is because Pamela and John are together, and so they kind of do their stuff together. So they're taking a break. I said, if you want to come back in October, we're here. If you don't, you tell me, and then we'll work to replace it. We don't think that Pamela is going to come back. We are talking to somebody who may be wanting to take her spot, and that would be awesome. But let me point this out to you. There's nothing wrong. They did everything right. They were great people. We just didn't drive enough business for them. And if you don't drive enough business through the radio, guess what? They don't keep advertising. People don't just throw money and say, yeah, good luck. And you think, well, I know, but you got a ministry. And it's like, I know, but if they did that with every piece of advertisement they had, they'd have no money. They'd be broke. Consequently, this station, it can't exist without people paying and helping and participating. It doesn't work that way. And you think, well, if it was nonprofit, hey, guess what? If you're a nonprofit, because I ran one of those, you still have to pay bills. It's part of it. And you think, well, I know. But I don't get the freedom. If I did a nonprofit station or whatever, I wouldn't get the freedom I get, and I like that freedom. If I was a professor at, for example, a college, they'd put me in the farthest classroom away from the school as possible. That would be my advice. I'm just telling you. I'm just, you know. And so we bless them, and I hope you guys still consider using them, and I think it's awesome. If we have somebody else that comes in as a roofer or a realtor, we do, because, well, guess what? Got to pay the bills. Got to do the best we can. That's why I keep telling you guys, hey, we need prayer, and if you want to help out, great. If you can't, we understand, but pray for us. We can only go so far. Hey, you know what? My credit card only holds so much. That's all I got for you. So blessings to them, and I just want to let everybody know what's going on there, and forward we go. The best thing that we can do, this one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and pressing forward to which is before me, not to ignore what a great blessing they were. My only bummer about the whole thing is I really wanted you to hear John's testimony on how he got a little more in depth, and I wanted to have more time with Pamela on the air. That's the only thing that I regret in that process. You ever heard that commercial?
I don't live with any regrets.
Really? I would have done 50 trillion things differently, starting with much less illegal things. That's where I would have started. All right. So we're talking about the prodigal son. The word prodigal means wasteful, futile. And so that's where that all comes about. Eventually, verse 17 says that he comes to his senses. There is a point where we all go, ding, and go, wait, this is dumb. And in his case, it was really dumb because his dad was loaded. It had been kind of like the Ron White loaded. I mean, lots of loaded. And so, you know, he's got servants and they're all doing great and da-da-da-da. So the son's like, oh, my goodness, I got to come up with a better way to approach this. Verse 17, he comes to his senses and says, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? Which means they're doing real well. And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. Sometimes the answer is go home. How's that? Tell me the other. Go home. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him and ran to his son and threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, well, watch, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. All right. I want to stop there on purpose. Because what happens is the son dawns on him, I could be doing so much better if I was just a servant at my dad's house, if I didn't do anything special. I mean, so he decides, I'm going to go home, and here's my speech. I sinned against heaven, which is an indirect way of saying I sinned against God. I sinned against you. I really blew it. I made a big mistake. I'm super sorry. I just want to be your servant. So he's got this speech, right? He's got it all put together. And I think therein lies part of the problem, is we often will create a rehearsal for us to return to some kind of relationship, something in our minds where we have this rehearsal. If you're a person who's a Christian and you know you've done super wrong and you know that you're really on the outs and you need to make it right, you're going to practice all these things and you're going to come up with all these perspectives on how to approach it. You know, sometimes the best approach to a return is just to be honest and to ask for forgiveness and ask for mercy, and that's let it go. What was funny about this story is the father sees him a long way off. And it's very interesting that Jesus would use that phrasing. So he sees him a long way off, has compassion on him, runs to him, falls on him, kisses him, and what does the son do? Father, I have sinned against heaven, and I have sinned against you, and I have done wrong, and launches into his speech. He's missing that the dad was looking for him, the dad has compassion on him, the dad runs to him, the dad falls on him, the dad kisses him. By the way, people, this is a picture of God. He's missing all the cues. There used to be this thing when you would play poker. They used to call them tells, different thing that people would do that would explain to you what behaviors are coming. And the whole point here is that the father does all these wonderful things to say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And the kid, you know, in the story still launches into the speech. The funny part about it is like he doesn't get it. And that's what I think happens for a lot of people. It's too hard to comprehend that God can love you because of where you're at or who you are. And yet he does. It's like us. Now watch this. This is why I'm teaching this. It's like us being unable to receive the Father's love. Now why? Why would we be unable to receive the Father's love? We're not worthy. We didn't earn it. We're not good enough. He could love a whole bunch of other people, but loving me, that's crazy. Because that's how we see ourselves sometimes. And in this picture, Jesus makes an illustration of a picture of how God is. God's looking for us. He has compassion towards us, quote unquote, runs to us, falls on us, and kisses us. And we're like, I am a robot. Hey, stop. God cares. I know it's just hard to believe. I had somebody, I had something going on and I was really mad at the situation. Now, I'm sure, again, as Christian, I'm the only person who ever gets mad. And right before I was going to, what's the expression? Express my madness. That's a good way to say it. 1 second before I closed the door of my car, somebody called me. Yeah, the Lord told me to call you. I'm like, wow, if an angel had shown up, it had been no different, only this person was using a cell phone. My point is, God cares. He cares a lot. And we go through a lot of stuff and it hurts. And I can't stand not knowing and bouncing up and down, not being fully in or not being, you know, able to do them. And I want to do 10,000 things. But the Lord knows if I do 10,000 things, I'll probably do 9,997 of them wrong. I'm just trying to work on the first and foremost important thing, just being a child of the Most High God. Just hanging out with Dad. And then everything else kind of falls into place. Anyway, he loves us, and it's because of who he is and because of what kind of character he has, and some of us are just unable to receive it because we know that we're horrible. And I'll just say this real quickly. You ever notice when you pray for somebody, you have a step more faith than when you pray for yourself? Oh, Lord, they really deserve it, but me, not so much. Isn't that amazing? I always thought that was weird because I just feel that's the Lord. But anyway, the idea is to see yourself a little bit with a little bit more reflection as to how God sees you. He's looking for you. He wants you. He doesn't want you to be out. Yeah, I know the wasted living sounds good. Sounds good to a lot of people, but it doesn't last. It comes to an end. And God's still there looking for you. You need to go home to the Lord, to him, face to face. He'll be there. He's never failed yet. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break, then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Ah, awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turned. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay. Let me pray with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family. And we just pray that your mercy would prevail, and we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High, seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website, davidspoonmedia.com. Like I said, I have a new little picture up there. It's kind of cool. I like it. All right, so we've been talking about the prodigal son. We've been talking about the prodigal dad, the father who loved on the son. And we have just discussed this kind of mildly doing an expository. As you may remember, last week I mentioned that we're going to move into an expository type of teach. We'll either start that tomorrow or Thursday on Friday. I think Johnny Hill's going to be in there with us. Next week we should have Diana from Benefit Link and Clint from – hopefully – Clint from Mr. – Restore. See how I took that pause? So, just to let you know what's going on. All right, let's finish this up because this is a really interesting part that I don't think gets a lot of play. If you've heard the story of the prodigal son 1,000 times, you may not have heard this one point I'm going to bring up. Just one. So, as you know, the father loves on him, right? So what does the father do, right? Verse 22, the father said to his servants, bring the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet, bring the fattened calf, kill it, let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And so they began to celebrate. The cool news about all that, what do we know for sure? Robe, ring, sandals. All symbols of a noble child. It's cool. Dad is so happy, just lavishes upon him. Guy's not worth it. Guy's not worthy of it. Doesn't matter. Because the dad is rad. A little rhyming for you. That's the prodigal dad. That's the prodigal son. In fact, the attitude that they has is, you know, let's, you know, we're going to have a party. The festival, festival in the heart and mind of God is for his kids. He just loves his kids. And that's his attitude towards them. He's the best dad there ever was. See, when people talk about fathers and so it's over, the worst thing that takes place is they make this connection between the image of their earthly father and the heavenly father. You think, well, that's a great thing. No. The problem there is that God is the perfect father. Everything that any father on the earth has done wrong, God has not done. And if you can, it's tough to do, but if you can think about it in this capacity, God is absolutely perfect in everything that he does. Discipline and comfort, the time to celebrate, the time to, you know, for you not to celebrate. He does it perfect and does it for our benefit because he loves us. Now that is that's some cool stuff. I like it. But the brother, the brother. This boy doesn't get a lot of response. This comes after Luke 15:25. Now, his older brother was in the field. He came in near the house. He heard the music and dancing. So he summoned one of the servants and asked, "What do these things mean? Your brother is here," he told him, "and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." Then he became angry and didn't want to go in. So his father came out and pleaded with him. He replied, "Father, look, I've been slaving many years for you. I've never disobeyed your orders, yet you've never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But this son of yours came who's devoured your assets with prostitutes, and then you slaughtered the fatted calf for him." "Son," he said to him, "you've always been with me. Everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is now found." What about the prodigal brother? He was mad. Just so you can follow the story, I'm just telling you, you need maybe a little bit of Jewish tradition to understand some of this. What's really going on? Well, they're having a party because the son is back, the bad son, the prodigal son has come back, and now the brother comes home, and it's like, "Hey, what's the party all about?" It's like, "Hey, your brother's back." Now, there's not a yippee moment there. But it wasn't until the guy goes, "And your dad killed the fatted calf." I'm not sure you understand what that means, but take the most prized possession on the farm, which that brother was supposed to inherit, kill it, and spend it on the wasteful brother, and then ask him not to be angry. He's like going, wait a second. And how do you know that happened? Because of what he said to the dad. "You didn't even give me a goat. I haven't even celebrated with my friends with a goat. And you took the best asset we had and you sliced it up for this kid." Oh, my. I can imagine that there might have been steam coming out of his ears at this point. We don't know how much it cost him, but it cost him. You think, "No, that's not what happened." No, that's exactly what happened. The father killed the fatted calf. The brother comes in to find out what's going on. Then he was told the fatted calf was killed, and then he said to his dad, "You didn't even give me a goat." I mean, there's something going on there, right? And because of that, the brother is not a happy guy. It's probably a loss of revenue. It's probably a loss for what he's thinking about futures and about plans and all this other stuff. But what he missed was the priority to the father. That's what the older brother was missing. He ultimately missed the party because his attitude was bad, which is a whole separate sermon. You could totally miss enjoying God because you have a lousy attitude. And there's no reason for that, by the way, because there's enough rubbish in the world going on that, I mean, why add to that? But the older brother was missing the priority of life back from the dead from those that had turned away from God, so to speak. And what the brother did have in priority was the tradition and following the norm and following the rules. And, as you know, and that's where you'll have, even now in the church, you have some people that get really upset because some of these wackadoodle Jewish people 41 years ago say yes to Jesus, and they oh my goodness, they shouldn't even be connected. They should be sent on an island. And they say yes, and then the Lord pours out his grace and mercy, and there's blessings, and you're like going, but he's not even following traditions. This isn't how you teach on the radio. This isn't what you do. This isn't how these ministries are supposed to go. But there's a lot more of us, prodigal sons out there that need help. And the priority is to bring them in. So the oldest brother was missing that. He was missing how important it was that we kind of rally around each other. And let me say this to you who are out there, Christian-wise, who have a strong tradition. There's nothing wrong with that tradition. I support you in that tradition. Number one, as long as it's not contrary to the word. Okay. And number two, as long as it doesn't blind you from the priority that God has. Because the priority is not the tradition. People. Or the people are the priority to the Lord. The lost. Jesus came to save those who are lost. Not to carry on anything, but to save the lost. There was no tradition that he was trying to carry on. He was trying to get us back to pre-garden mistakes. That's what it's about. Not what we built after that. And sometimes that bad attitude causes us to miss what's going on all around us. And I think it's a great illustration. And yeah, you pull, Dave, you're pulling this out of this and you're pulling this out of this. You're right. The story is much more limited. I think the Holy Spirit's much broader than that, though, and gives us that opportunity to examine it. Here's what I'm going to say. If you're a prodigal dad, love, 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 love on your kids. You got to know when to let it go. If you're a prodigal son, hey, you know what? It's not going to last. You're going to run out. You're going to fry. You're going to burn. And you got to go home. And if you're the prodigal brother, don't be so caught up in the traditions of the system that you miss the priority that your own father has, and that's to save that which is lost. That's kind of a different look at the story on the prodigal son. Maybe it didn't mean something to you, and maybe it meant everything to you. If it draws you one step closer into the Lord, it's worth every second, isn't it? You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Destroying everyone and everything.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.